Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now, Elon Musk recently told the media that SpaceX is continuing to test rocket boosters at its Starbase compound in Boca Chica in Texas as it works towards having its Starship on the pad there for its first orbital launch attempt as soon as next month. The work that's happening at Starbase has drawn a lot of attention, not just from locals, but also from SpaceX enthusiasts across the globe. A community has built up around this small area on the banks of the Rio Grande River, turning this once sleepy nature reserve into a lively hotspot for space fans and Musk supporters. One such person who moved their life to be closer to the action there is Anthony Gomez, SpaceX fan and manager of the Rocket Ranch, a haven for space enthusiasts in Boca Chica in Texas. And he's here now to tell us more about what it's like to live near the next frontier of space exploration, because that is what we're talking about. Anthony, you're very welcome to the programme. Anthony, what is it about? I mean, like, I know that you were watching something and you saw it on TV, SpaceX Starship and the prototype taking flight, etc. Said TV is good, but it's not the real deal. So what is it about watching a rocket launch in real life that you just can't get from watching on a screen? Why is it so important to be there?
It's important to be there because the one thing that you really miss is the energy that's being displaced. There's this incredible force that's just resonating through the ground, and it just shakes your body. And you don't really get that on YouTube. There's just nothing like experiencing a rocket launch in person. And when you realize that that's the apex of human technology, it's combining alchemy, you know, science, computer science, philosophy, everything kind of wrapped up in this great mission that's happened down here. And so you just can't deny that.
And when you were working for the Kennedys, like in the nonprofits and kids with disabilities, and you were marketing and broadcasting and you were IT and all the rest of it, when you were doing all that, did you realize this is what I really like to do because I've seen a bit of this before and now I want to see the new frontier, or is that what I should call it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, again, we stand across the street from Mexico. I see the Rio Grande, and then a couple of hundred feet from me is Mexico. And it is important to note that this is one of the more important things that society is doing, because it really unifies us as a world. I mean, as we sit here and argue about borders right now and all the stuff that's happening in Texas, I mean, when we look at things like the ISS, you have countries that are typically at war that are still doing science together. So space is such a difficult thing that it really takes us all working together to make it happen. And so that's what's really profound about that. And for philosophy, for history, for everything, I think that this is a really important thing to witness.
Okay, just like in terms of what's happening there, like, you know, this is the whole thing, just this is what convinced you to move to Texas, because that's where the whole thing is happening. So Rocket Ranch, are you kind of co-managing that? And what is it?
That's correct. So I have my business partner, David Santillana, came out here in 2019 and purchased this property. He was kind of coming out here the same way that I did, inspired by the mission, just watching Falcon Heavy, which he saw in Florida, and then coming down and just knowing that something was going to happen. So at this point, SpaceX hadn't even really purchased the property. So David came out and got this 2019. So imagine that, just before the pandemic. You're trying to open up this place for space tourism, and then all of a sudden the world shuts down. So that was kind of an interesting time, but it really focused the shift to make this place so great. And now we're the closest spot in the world to see the most amazing show on Earth. So the due diligence really paid off.
Yeah, and obviously, like, I mean, you know, space flight doesn't happen without collective enthusiasm and imagination of some kind. So are there a bunch of geeks and nerds and other people like yourself all hanging around there waiting for things to happen?
Dave, it's all the ones that you can imagine. Some of our dinner conversations are so great. I mean, we have people talking about thermodynamics and, like, the future of society on other planets. And we have chemists and computer scientists and tech gurus and, you know, just about everybody comes through here. So it's a really beautiful place where we can all share this sort of love of science and what's happening down here. And it's not just, you know, everybody thinks it's sort of like Elon cult world, but it really isn't. It's just this appreciation of technology and future and the potential of mankind, which we all really believe in.
Okay, so it's not Elon cult world. Having said that, you know, if you go to the presentation in Guadalajara back in 2016 at the International Astronomical Congress, the fandom, did you see just how passionate the fandom can be running in to get your front seat?
We certainly do that here. We do get the occasional, I really want to meet Elon Musk. We can change the world together. So you get the occasional a very intense fan. So that does exist, but I think most of us come from very many different backgrounds, and it's not necessarily for love of Elon Musk as much as we just have faith in this person that seems to be delivering on all these things that have been deemed impossible. So, you know, there's certainly a little bit of faith there, but you know, I don't think it's obsession. I think we have a fair amount of like-minded nerds around here.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, like, up to this, it was just nations who had space programs. So what is it about SpaceX that you love? Is it the first thing is that it's one person who is an inspiration to so many people?
Well, it is, you know, it is very inspiring to see what Elon Musk has done. Certainly, we are benefiting from that as a species, I think. I really do think that he inspires folks to do more. I mean, when you look at all the things that are being tackled by him, and I think that's pretty incredible to see that.
Do you believe that we just have to explore living on other planets? And do we have the technology and the know-how to make and maintain a settlement to happen?
Well, it's going to take some time, but if we don't start taking those steps now, we're never going to get to it. So certainly I believe that is the future of mankind. I mean, there are certainly problems that are happening here on Earth that have to be resolved, but if those problems are unable to be resolved, then certainly we should have a life raft. So it's not necessarily about colonizing. It's about preserving the species of humanity and you know, incidentally, all the creatures that inhabit this place. Because eventually we will be able to do that, but we have to take those first steps. And I believe that's what Starship is doing. It's allowing this heavy lift rocket, and that's really the holy grail of it. It comes in at a good price point. We're talking $10,000 a pound to orbit when the shuttle days. Super Heavy is going to bring that to $9. So as you were saying, yeah, only nations could do that. But now you and I and our friends will be able to experience, you know, the overview effect. And I think that's going to inspire people to do great things throughout the galaxy and really forward the human race and preserve it.
Okay, well, then where you are, where the Rio Grande meets the Gulf Coast and that, and Boca Chica, Starbase is what it's called. What is Starbase exactly? And describe it to us.
Starbase sits on the edge of the Rio Grande Valley, meeting the coastline of the Gulf. It's an incredibly beautiful place because it sits on this incredible reserve, the Lower Rio Grande Valley Wildlife Preserve. So, you know, you kind of go up this windy road, which is Highway 4, you know, east towards the end of it. And then you break these trees, right? There's this tree line, and you take this one final bend, and there they are, these, like, shiny silver tanks in the distance and these faint, tall, gray structures. And as you drive it, it just becomes exponentially larger, you know, both in scope and in imagination. You know, you realize what's happening down there. I mean, I think what happened to me when I got here, I just came here as a tourist, you know. I ended up drinking the Kool-Aid, so to speak, when I just got goosebumps, you know, like I turned the corner and I saw the place and you know, the hairs stand up on your arms and you know that you just have to be there. And so you drive through the facility, you have this like massive black wall with Starbase and all the things that are going on. It's very open. So it's a very open format. And I think that's very important because it's always been sort of a secret what's happening in these doors and they're doing it in broad daylight, which, you know, lets you know it's sort of for humanity.
Yeah.
And as you drive through this beautiful preserve, you get to the orbital site and you realize that one day people might be stepping off this site and going to Mars or you know, other places in the galaxy eventually. It's just incredibly inspiring.
Okay, well, tell me about all the others too, because it really does sound brilliant, all right, and very inspiring, as you say. I mean, it's a kind of a Burning Man type situation of just all celebrating one sort of different way of living at the same time, because you've got a goal at the end of this. So you have bus tours at the moment, which you bring around like-minded people. I mean, like other people who have drunk the Kool-Aid, as you call it, like, are they all living there now in places that they have built, or are they living in those kind of, you know, recreational vehicles?
It's a mishmash, really. And it's funny. It's funny you mentioned Burning Man. That's actually part of my community. So I was an art builder at Burning Man since 2016. So I've been participating in that community. And you do sort of get that vibe. It actually reminded me a lot. I felt like I was on Playa when I was out there. And it was, you know, like some crazy camp that somebody had built. Feels like that. But yeah, you do have a kind of a mishmash of a community, but it's incredible. You have people that are bringing these like school buses that have been retrofitted to be entire houses and it's just running on solar. You have folks that, you know, they're living in RVs. And then you have the locals that are interested in it and they live nearby. And then you have folks like us who have displaced everything to come down and be near it and have made it work one way or the other. So it is kind of a community, and we do find that because there are so many people that have come down here for this, and this, you know, it's not really our place. You know, we're coming from other places, we're trying to make it our place, but that can be kind of difficult. And so we really rely on each other, you know, and slowly integrate into what is Brownsville and yeah. South Texas, really.
And do you make sure that you know, you keep out of the way, if you like, of the SpaceX workers?
We have to. I mean, it's really something that we're trying to do as a principle. I mean, I've spoken to very upper level management and tried to, you know, kind of have them communicate what the best procedures for our presence would be. And effectively, you know, every second that we hold them back, maybe a truck, that's a second that we're going to delay them from Mars. So yeah. We're very cognizant of that. And we try to stay out of their way. You know, certainly we try to bring people at Rocket Ranch as close as possible to the action, but we're not trying to get in their way.
Okay, but, you know, you're hanging around with like-minded people. It sounds fantastic. There's no question about it. Conversations long into the night, as you say, are really fascinating and really interesting, from everything from the science to the philosophical side of everything. But you have to live. So how do you make a living there?
Well, these tours are right now they're doing pretty well. We have a lot of people that are coming from all over the country to see these things. I mean, we fill the bus up, go down there and walk around, and I show them the rockets. So that's certainly something that we're doing. Rocket Ranch also has the closest launch observation in the world. So we're actually, you know, we sit very, very close. We're on the preserve, and we have line of sight directly to the launch. So it's pretty incredible. And that's certainly one of our business models. So we try to diversify as much as we can. You know, lodging isn't always the best thing. We have four trailers here. It's mostly camping. But we try to do as much as we can to make money. And certainly there are people around here that find odds and ends, or people that are doing, you know, wedding videos or editing other things, or they're working for media organizations that exclusively cover SpaceX or cover it themselves and try to monetize that way, which is a whole other, you know, it's kind of a breed of people that are down here, like the YouTubers.
Yeah,
we have like
YouTube
Alley down here where people like try to effectively make a living off of this, which is incredible.
YouTube Alley, brilliant. And what about the reaction to SpaceX and your community there? What's it been like for the locals?
For the locals, well, you have a mix. There are different ideologies here. So you have the folks that have been kind of settled in this area for a really long time. You know, maybe they've been here a generation. Maybe they came here before this was here, and they're just trying to like retire. So those are typically the folks that have been found to not really like this as much, because it feels it's like the not in my backyard sort of mentality.
Yeah.
And then that can be kind of challenging to try to integrate with those folks. And then you have the people that are really just finding out about it, you know, that they're excited about it, and they look at the economical impact of it. And it's my job really to show them the philosophical impact of it, what it can do for humanity. And that's really been one of the challenges, is that people see it as a financial opportunity, and it's so much more.
Well, Anthony, what about yourself? I mean, do you personally hope to travel into space in your lifetime?
Yes, I think my ultimate goal, at the very least, is I would love to look out of a window, at the very least, in zero gravity, and see all of my brothers and sisters and our entire human family and everybody in between floating in one orb that is our home. I think that's an impactful vision, and I long to have that. So there is, you know, there's always a little selfish need in it, but that's all I want. I just want to be able to see it, and Starship really does make that achievable for us.
Yeah.
$9 a pound. I just got to start losing weight. That's all.
Okay. Well, finally, like, you know, Elon Musk, there are those who would say that since he's the richest man in the world or whatever, he'd be better off putting his resources into fighting climate change than going for Mars. Mm-hmm. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, I would inspire those people to be Elon Musk of that mission. I mean, there's billions of people on this planet. We could all be entrepreneurs. We could all change the world. It's just a matter of taking that first step. So I challenge those people who want to throw stones at Elon Musk to do their own part. I mean, everybody wants to talk about the environment, but nobody wants to be in the sun and like picking up the turtles and like helping it. So we're out here doing that, you know, and so is SpaceX. So sometimes, you know, it's better to just do the work than to throw stones.
Okay, well, listen, Anthony, I really hope that you sort of get your dream to at least be in space, if not go all the way to Mars. Anthony Gomez, SpaceX fan and manager of the Rocket Ranch in Boca Chica in Texas. Thanks a million for talking with us on the program today,
Anthony.
Good luck. Take it easy. Bye.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye. Dave Fanning on 2FM.